From Everbank Field in Jacksonville, this is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
And welcome inside the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with you. Brian Sexton and John Osier coming up. Plenty to get to today. OTAs continue, of course. Quarterback Blake Bortles is our guest today, and we'll play a game of this or that with Brian Sexton coming up. You can get in on the show at Jaguars, at J.P. Shadrick, at John Osier, at Jags Voice, and we welcome in our guest today, quarterback Blake Bortles. It's good to see you. What was your Twitter, by the way, if you want to get
Twitter,
in and get
yeah,
with you?
Put mine on there. BBortles5.
No underscore or anything?
No.
Okay. BBortles5.
Yeah, add that one
you
on
can,
there.
You can add that on there and get with Blake today. What do you think? 2 days in, OTAs. How's the offense and how you feeling? What's going on?
It's been good. It's been fun to get out there and kind of do some, you know, there's obviously limitations to what you can do, but do some 7-on-7, some 11-on-11 and stuff like that. You know, you couldn't do in phase 1 and phase 2. And it's been a lot of fun. I mean, kind of, you know, getting to learn this new offense and going, you know, through every day and installing and going out there and trying to execute.
I have a 2-part question. The first, do you ever regret last year coming out and being so open about the fundamental issue and sort of some of the things you've had to work on? Because you're as upfront as any guy I've ever been around at the quarterback position about saying, hey, there's things I need to work on in order to make it in this league.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure I could have gone about it different ways, but that's just how I decided to handle it. I think you have to be able to have humility and able to get better and grow. You know, if you don't think anything's wrong with you, you can never get better. So whether you want to tell the public that or not, I mean, I don't really care because, you know, whatever I tell the public is already what I'm thinking anyways and what I'm working on. So it was kind of just the way I decided to handle it and tell the truth about what I need to work on and how I need to improve and the areas I need to get better in.
Because, you know, as soon as you do that, you get clowns like me and Shadrick who think we know everything about it, right? I mean, that's sort of the end of that.
No, you guys give me your analysis all you want. Let me know. Give me some tips whenever you want.
Right to it.
I'll be open.
How much – I know it's only 2 days in, but every fan wants to know – how much have you seen? What sort of improvement? And I guess where do you see it if you see it?
You know, I've seen a lot. I think it's kind of gone. You're talking about me personally?
Sure, yeah.
You know, I think I'm throwing the ball a lot better than I did all last year. My arm feels a lot better. And really just kind of trying to feel more comfortable. You know, obviously there's a new offense, so there's new actions, there's new footwork. So trying to feel comfortable and find the right ones for all that. So Ole's been unbelievable, him and Hackett, and we're all working together on trying to, you know, kind of correlate the right footwork with the routes and all that stuff. So it's been good. But I'd say the most improvement, I guess, would have to just be, you know, the throwing motion and mechanics, you know, kind of tightening that up and you know, speeding up that process.
Blake Bortles with us on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. About the process of working with a new coordinator and a new quarterbacks coach, how long did it take to get comfortable with those guys when you first met them?
You know, I think on a personal level, not very long. You know, Hackett's unbelievable. He's easy to get along with. And then obviously I had the chance to meet Ole going through the draft process when he was with Oakland.
Yeah.
So definitely formed a quick bond with them, you know, once they got here in Jacksonville, and then it was kind of on the ball. So they've been really good to work with. They're both really good teachers, know a ton about the game, and it's been a blast.
You said something interesting yesterday when you talked to the media that the things that you were out in California working on were the exact same things that Greg mentioned to you.
Yeah.
So I assume you're getting the same input once you get back now.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling, I would say.
Right. You definitely want to have, you know, everybody that you're kind of working with and listening to and getting help from, you want them to be speaking the same language and on the same page. So it was cool that without even talking about it, we already were, you know. I came up with a list of things to work on, you know, when the season ended last year. And then when I talked to Ole, it was spot on that he wanted me to kind of fix the same things.
Is it possible to even describe the difference for you right now as opposed to 365 days ago? In terms of comfort, in terms of just, I guess, just life slowing down, right?
Yeah, not at all. It's it's night and day. You know, things were kind of just flying by and I was just trying to hang on, I think, last year at this time. But now it's a totally different feeling. You know, I'm excited for it. It's definitely more comfortable. And, you know, I think now you just got to focus on football and owning this offense and you know, taking us to the field.
You got some new weapons now, too. How about number 80 running around out there?
Yeah, he's exciting. He's fun to watch. I mean, he's a big target that can do whatever you want him to do. He's super athletic. If you throw it anywhere near him, he's going to catch it. So it's fun. You know, him and Sadie's, that's a great room right now, and definitely going to create some mismatches with those guys.
Now, how many different tight ends have you thrown to before? I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, Mercedes, Clay, Julius. Nick
even back
Jacobs.
In college, I'm thinking you can't be. You probably had two or three guys the whole time there, right?
Yeah. So there's been, I mean, the past 2 years, there's been a good amount, but I think they got some good depth this year, and they're definitely versatile.
Blake Bortles is with us. Hey, let's go to social media at B Bortles 5.
At B Bortles 5.
Good, I remember that. At Big Green 904 asking, do you feel like the offense is gelled together better than last year? We've covered that a little bit, but in general.
Big Green, good question. I think so. I think it, you know, kind of another year. As much more comfortable as I feel, it's the same with everybody else. You know, with Linder and Buenco and really even Joko and Hearns and Marquise and Allen and all these guys. It's just another year, I guess. You're not in the same system, obviously, because we have a new offense, but you know how things work now. You have an understanding of it, and I think now all you got to focus on is owning this offense, you know, like I said. And I'd say definitely a better gel and more chemistry.
On that front, Buenco told a story late last season about, you know, he was trying to put into words what it was to be a rookie in the NFL at a position where you had to see it on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. And he said, frankly, there were times where he would look at the defense, look back at you, and you'd both be like, huh?
Yeah.
what do you got? I mean, and I would think just the difference that you anticipate on that front has to be exciting this year.
Yeah, definitely. There's a good chance that that's probably still going to happen every now and then, that we're going to kind of give each other the oh crap, but it won't happen near as much. I can promise you that. Yeah, it was definitely eye-opening. But, I mean, it was cool to see it and go through it, and I think the best way to learn is kind of to learn from your mistakes. I think you have to have adversity and failure to overcome and get better. So you got to learn from that stuff, and it was good to go through that.
Is it easier, and you're a pretty natural leader, having played quarterback for a long time, but is it easier to be a leader your second year just because as a rookie there's days where you're just not sure if it's my time to say this or do this?
Yeah, no, it's definitely challenging because you don't really know. You don't know what goes on. You've never been in the NFL before. So it was definitely a challenge to try and lead as a quarterback, as a rookie. I think when you create a relationship with a group of guys, being the offense, you can kind of take that role on a little easier when you have a personal relationship with those guys. So that was kind of key for me to do.
This is really an original handle here, at Jayville Jaguars, asking, with the change / improvement in your mechanics, what facet of your game is most improved?
Well, hopefully throwing the football. That's what I worked on a lot. I think just tightening up. I was really long last year, and that was something I had never done before. I just got really long with kind of my takeaway and release, and it was causing me to be late a lot of the time.
So that's a fatigue thing, right?
I think that's probably what caused it. Kind of arm just wearing out, and then I had to kind of generate force and power from other places. But I think tightening that up, you know, is allowing me now to get the ball out quicker. So I'd say that was definitely the biggest thing that helped.
At 9Halo369 asking, how do you feel going into OTAs? Do you feel that the team is headed in the right direction in terms of building all the pieces, new pieces in here?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think what we're doing here is something special. We're on a track to build something that's going to be consistent for a long time. And I think Gus and Dave and Shad have, you know, provided us with an environment that is that's unparalleled in the NFL. And I think we got the right guys here to kind of flourish in that environment and take off.
Let's finish with one more social question. At Amelia Lewis, LPGA golfer. How's your golf game coming along this offseason? I know you have a lot of time to play right now, right?
Yeah, not so much.
No?
No, last time I played, I went out and shot 73. I'm just kidding.
So to say, really?
No, I'm 85 to 95 all day. So, Amelia, my golf game's not good. I could use help.
There you go. At B Bortles 5.
At B Bortles 5.
Okay.
Oh, that's your boy.
And the fact that you're not playing a whole lot of golf, we talked a little bit right before you came on. Take us through your day. I mean, it's not like you're just kind of strolling here and then going to the beach around 2 during OTAs.
No,
I mean, this is not summer camp.
Yeah, we got – I mean, it's definitely different as a quarterback. It's different as a quarterback trying to learn a new system. And you know, as well as the rest of the team, as well as the rest of the offense. I know these guys are putting in a lot of time, you know, trying to own this thing. But my day, I come in, I get here at like 6:30, eat, lift at 7, meet from 8 to 9, go practice, meet, and then eat lunch, hang out with you guys sometimes. Meet from 12:50 to 2, and then meet from like 3:30 to 5:30.
I would make it till about noon, and then schedule.
Well, you wouldn't get through the weight. Out. You'd get through the weightlifting, though.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you could squat.
That's awesome. How many times have you been through the offense so far? Like,
you mean as far as kind of just going through the installs and repetitions?
Yeah, like if you're studying for a class. I assume you've been through it once.
You know, I think it's
how long does that take?
Well, it's kind of different. You know, I think you go about it. Try and break it up, you know, kind of go through it as a process. Okay, here, I want to learn the schemes, right? I want to learn protections, then formations. And you kind of go through it like that and divide it up. But I'd say, I mean, we've gone through the install as a group going on our third time over. But I mean, I've looked over it and met with, you know, Nate a lot. So I've studied this playbook more than I think I've studied for any test in my whole life, for sure.
Really?
Probably any. And I'm talking like I've studied this playbook more than possibly I studied school my whole life.
Well, there you go. You're a pro athlete now.
See's get degrees.
We'll finish on that note. Blake, good luck to you the rest of the OTAs. We appreciate your time today. It's always great to see you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Blake, as always,
Blake
thank you.
Blake Bortles, Jaguars quarterback, joining us on Jaguars.com Live. Get more in 2015. See this guy every game. Become a Jag season ticket member and get access to amazing benefits 365 days a year. Great seating options available for any budget. Visit Jaguars.com/tickets or call and speak to an account manager today at 633-2000. Blake Bortles with the shot on Osier.
Good luck catching up with that. Huh?
You know, you should have done that with him. Yeah. Oh, he is.
I should have just left the room at that point. I was done.
Well, when we get done, you know, when I get done with you.
I squat. I just don't squat back up.
It's interesting seeing Blake and listening to him in the midst of learning a new offense, working with new mechanics, just how poised and relaxed and ready to do this he seems to be.
Well, it looks that way on the practice field. I mean, he looks like a second-year guy, maybe a third-year guy, but he clearly has made strides and is more comfortable in the role of being the starting quarterback than he was at this time a year ago. And it's that's what you're looking for.
Well, he's a quarterback, and you can tell in his personality, you can tell why a GM would sit across a table from him in February as he's coming out for the draft and think, I can see this guy leading my team. I mean, it's easy to see why players want to play with him. You know, so he's got all that stuff, and now I think he's the first one to tell you. He's got to get better on the field. He's got to develop to a much higher level on the field, and that's what he's trying to do.
It's time for a game we call.
Whoa. You playing a psychological game with me? You put this chair all the way down. The buttons are gone. I can't lift it up.
I don't need games.
I'm going to stand for this thing.
All right.
Well, you just want me to kneel? That is gracious.
That'd be appropriate.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
It's called This or That. And I think, Brian, you won three straight.
So it's pretty much, it's called that.
Okay.
Just leave it at that.
Or this. Number one, extra points. 1 point or 2 points. What would you do more now that the rules have changed?
Well, I wouldn't change. I mean, and I don't think this rule is going to change very much because I still think coaches, we're talking about the extra point rule, mm-hmm. I still think coaches are going to look at it and say it's a much higher percentage than going for two. I think coaches look at kickers, and I look at kickers and saying, you ought to make a 33-yard field goal.
All right,
go make it.
What about a windy day in Buffalo in December? I do think we're going to see there be an uptick. And look, I mean, a little bit is more than there was last year, right? You go up two or three, four, five more percentage points. It's a significant jump in the two-point conversion. But I don't think we'll see it till the second half of the season. I mean, I think we're going to see some of those things come in strategically in, you know, in December where a 33-yard field goal isn't a given.
I still want my kicker nailing a 33-yard field goal.
Pittsburgh, bad field in December?
I remember a game in Cincinnati where the field was frozen, and Mike Hollis literally slipped on the ice and wasn't able to follow through with his leg, and it was the difference between a winner or a loss for the Jaguars that day. So
2000,
yeah.
John Osier's your winner in question number one. You still got to kick the point. Number two, yes or no, it is a voluntary workout period, but should Chris Clemens be here?
I went first last time.
I think I did.
Yes. I think he should be here. And look, I'm the guy who says, I don't care what you wear. I don't care what time you come in, what time you go home. I don't care. If the job is done, if you get the results that I've contracted you to get, you know, in this job, in that job, whatever job, right? Get the job done. That's all I care about. But in this case, I need more from him than I thought I was going to. The day that I drafted Dante Fowler, I'm thinking, all right, you know, 34 to be Chris Clemens. I want to get 6 to 8 sacks, 4 to 6 forced fumbles from him. I'm going to be real good. Well, now all of a sudden, hey, Chris, we need you to do more. So if it's me, I want him here because I want my people, Tommy Myslinski and that crew, to get him to his best because I need more than I did 6 weeks ago.
Chris Clemens isn't going to give you any more being here than not being here. Voluntary is voluntary for a reason. If he knows what he's doing, if he shows up and plays, none of this matters.
Yeah, but you use the word if. If Jill says there's a chance.
Career.
Well, okay. But if it's still a chance.
He's not any better being here than if he's not. He's probably better off not putting wear and tear on his body.
Not a lot of confidence in Tommy Myslinski. Tommy, I got your back. I know what you can do.
John Osier's the winner just because he told the Edgerrin James story on Inside the Jaguars yesterday.
I did tell that. And Edgerrin said, I only went to college 2 years, but I was there long enough to know what voluntary means.
Is this kind of like the top half of the ninth? When he's got two and I can't possibly win, why even go to the third topic?
I hit a 3-run homer.
All right.
Here we go. Number three.
You're giving him that kind of power.
Player or coach, which will have the bigger impact on the offensive line this year? The new talent on the line or the new coach? John?
Well, I'm going to say the new talent because in the NFL, talent always reigns. And I also think the other guys are going to be better. I think Luke Jokel is going to be better. But I think Jeremy Parnell is going to have a huge impact. And so I think the new talent will have much more, but I do think Doug Marone is going to be a factor.
Well, and I talked to Tony Boselli yesterday, and Tony couldn't say enough. I mean, it was just...
You could just stop there.
Yeah. And when I... Of course, you know, I made the mistake of asking him for more, and he gave it to me. He talked about the detail. He talked about the technique, and he really thinks that if this is a critical year for Luke Jokel, mm-hmm. right? And Gus and Dave don't want to say that, but the truth of the matter is... Year three. You want to see it. And he's the linchpin to your line, then you got to get it from Marone. The talent was here. I say Marone has a big impact on him, and Marone is the key in that.
And Luke talked to him in the locker room today about the attention to detail on Marone. You can tell Luke respects him a lot, so we'll see where that goes.
Well, Brian, you did salvage a point today in the final
What about the 3-run homer? I was swinging for the fence.
Well, you know.
You've
got a sack fly.
It's the shorter
chair. It's a high pop.
Leaning on Boselli.
It's the shorter chair.
We see him.
I know your games.
So John has ended the losing streak with a 2-1 win.
I'm sure it'll start soon.
Good job, Brian. Well done.
Do my best.
Hey, Jaguars Radio tomorrow night, Jaguars Thursday, with Tony Boselli, the aforementioned, and Jeff Loggeman and myself. Tomorrow at 6 on 1010XL at 92.5 FM. OTA number 3. Tomorrow, and then that's it for this week. They'll be back on the field again next week, too. Next 2 weeks.
What's your big takeaway this week so far?
Julius Thomas can catch the ball.
Yeah, I agree.
The money was incredibly well spent. Maybe the most significant free agent. And look, we're talking 2 days of OTAs, but I guess we've seen it so dry in terms of real playmakers the last couple of years. When you see one show up, whoa, look at that guy.
And free agents aren't a given. I mean, how many times do free agents walk in the door and you don't notice? I completely agree. You watch this guy, and there's a limit to what we can say about exactly what he's doing. But soft hands, looks the part. It's hard to imagine him not being a player that defenses have to account for. Bare minimum, that makes you better.
You know, the thing that stood out, you didn't hear the ball hit his hands, right? I mean, anybody who remembers when Justin Blackmon was here, and that's probably not that many people anymore, great big hands, right? Same thing, great big soft hands. And you've got that on a 6'4", almost 6'5", 250-pound athlete. It's been impressive to watch him work. I don't care what anyone in Denver says, Peyton Manning will miss him.
And you heard Blake say it. He can throw it anywhere close, and you feel like Julius is going to make the catch. Good job, guys.
Thanks, JP.
We'll see you tomorrow at OTA number 3. Until then, that's it for today on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.